It's a few minutes before the opening keynote address at PGM1, and the DJ starts to play Lauryn Hill. Within seconds, hundreds of people leave their seats in the auditorium and rush the stage. Suddenly, the opening keynote has become a dance party. As I move my way through the newly created dance floor, I run into Mustafa Santiago Ali, the night's keynote speaker. He's smiling and recording the dancing on his phone and dancing a little bit himself. He tells me that in the last few months, he's been to dozens of conferences. I ask him, did any start like this? He laughs and tells me none.
This is just one of those moments. And I was sitting there and I was like, Lord, I don't know what I'm about to go up there and say. We got people dancing like I ain't seen dancing in a long time. And we got people singing like, you know, that was almost angelic. I was looking to the heavens and stuff.
I'm a writer and facilitator, and for the last few years, I've been deeply interested in the intersection between race, social justice, and the outdoors. But before attending this conference, I questioned my space in the outdoor industry and the environmentalism movement in general. I didn't like being called outdoorsy or an environmentalist and didn't really know if I belonged in those communities. I had lots of insecurities and a lot of imposter syndrome. But after attending last year's PGM1 conference, my perspective changed entirely. PGM1 is a conference exclusively for people of color interested in the outdoors, nature, and environmentalist movement. The conference aims to create a safe space for people of color who, like me, often found themselves in spaces where they weren't quite sure they belonged.
It really began when a group of folks who were really tired of being in environmental movement spaces dominated by whiteness came together to really demand a space for us, for people of color, for people of the global majority, to really get to lead and direct the conversation around racial justice and environmentalism. And so that's why we're here. And it's become a place to really build community, to build connections, to celebrate, to laugh, to be together, to have each other, and to build those connections.
That's Sophie Sarker, one of the conference's organizers, sharing why this conference started. As they state in their vision, PGM1 aims to make people of all racial and ethnic identities feel that they have the power to shape the vision for the future of our environment. The acronym PGM stands for People of the Global Majority, and it serves as a reminder that people of color constitute over 80% of the world population. The term reminds us that when we often use the word minority to describe people of color, it actually doesn't represent the truth of our demographic across the world.
I think even just the name, people of global majority, you know, that's not a term a lot of people use, but I think it's a nice flipped way of looking at it, because it's not only people of color, but that we are the majority, and that what happens to the planet affects us, you know, and that we should have a seat at the table, maybe even more so.
After attending the conference last year, something healed inside me. My idea of not belonging in the outdoors or environmentalist space suddenly felt totally incorrect. I was excited to be in that healing space again. So in May, I traveled to Philadelphia to attend the third annual PGM1 and share the learnings from it with you all. And with the dance party happening a few hours upon arriving, I remembered again why this space was so special.
Yes, say
honestly, something that I keep noticing is that anybody I look at will smile at you. Anybody, I could literally go up to anybody and...